God, speaking through the prophet Isaiah, has tossed a challenge to all people. "To whom then will you compare me, that I should be like him?" says the Holy One. What powers do we have to create from nothing, to control nature? Yet, in our arrogance, we suggest that the universe is the result of a random process, denying the obvious design of everything from the conditions which allow for life to the complexity of an individual cell. If chance can cause life to spring from inanimate substances, shouldn't we be able to recreate the conditions to bring forth life? But Isaiah, writing as inspired by the Holy Spirit, proclaimed, "Lift up your eyes on high and see, who created these? He who brings out their host by number, calling them all by name, by the greatness of his might, and because he is strong in power, not one is missing." In spite of our rejecting him, this Creator God, all-powerful and mighty, looks upon each one of his created humans with love. Because they rejected him, because they ran in fear at the sound of his voice, God called them back to himself. He sent his Son to redeem us from sin and death, to earn for us a right to stand forever in his presence, to be showered with his grace. May our Lord grant that we recognize his great and almighty love for our eternal benefit. Amen.